Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. An hour from now, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. And a big story this morning on Bill Belichick and what happened there, why he didn't get a job, and did the Eagles have some legitimate interest. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Ask Elliot what he thinks about the fallout there and the future with Belichick in the NFL, obviously keeping Sirianni for 2024. Daily Mock later in the show, a What If Wednesday. So much to touch on here. Your phone calls on the Sixers. Is tonight a legacy game for Joel Embiid? Yeah, it is.
Weird to say, but it kind of feels.
Well, when you don't have a legacy, you got to start building one.
Yeah. It starts somewhere. Got to start somewhere.
Well, I feel it is a legacy game. I mean, I don't want to hear any excuses tomorrow. I just, no. Everyone's telling me he's healthy. They better. If Joel Embiid is the player that we talk about him as, you got to beat the Heat at home.
You do. I mean, there's nothing I can say to push back on that. You do. You definitely do.
I feel like it's almost like a one-way legacy game for Joel Embiid. Like, if he wins it, nobody's going to be sitting here like, oh, like Joel Embiid got over the hump. Beat Jimmy Butler in a play-in round.
I agree with that.
But if you lose, I mean, come on.
Well, if you lose, the defenders and the apologists are just really in a bad spot. I mean, we just call it for what it is. They have to win this game. And I know Hugh's trying to sell me on they could beat the Celtics in the first round if they lose tonight and then they beat the Hawks or the Bulls. They're not beating the Celtics the first round. This team needs a runway to get there. All right, your calls on Joel Embiid and the Sixers tonight against Jimmy Butler. And, of course, the Phillies last night, a nice win, 5-0. Ranger Suarez with a complete game shutout. But yesterday, as we left and we handed it over to the new afternoon show, and I heard them yesterday trying to debate how long they'll call themselves the new afternoon show. I'm not sure what the statute of limitations is, but it's new right now.
It's like when I put the ban down on people welcoming Hugh back.
Oh, yeah.
After a year. I mean, that was way too long.
Yeah, so I don't know how long the afternoon show is new. It was new yesterday, and one of their first discussion points was Howie Roseman and Sirianni, but mostly Howie talking yesterday, pre-draft press conference. And look, was I listening for little things that we might take away about the draft next week? Sure. I think that's why we're all listening.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to say anything, right? Howie's not going to give away
who they're drafting.
No way. Maybe certain things you kind of pick through and you comb through. And you're like, what did he say there? But one thing that did come up, and I actually thought Howie was a little bit unprepared for the conversation, because he hasn't spoken since the Hassan Reddick trade. So Howie had to know these questions were coming. Here's Howie on the Reddick trade. First time answering questions since it went down.
First time talking to you since the Hassan Reddick trade. I guess, what went into the decision to move on from a player that's still reasonably in their prime, and how hard will it be to make up for that production?
Great player. You know, Hassan had a great 2 years in Philadelphia, obviously. You know, Camden kid, played at Temple. Couldn't have been more excited to sign him. So it's bittersweet to lose a player and a person like that. As the offseason went along and we added Bryce, who we're incredibly excited about, brought back Josh, drafted Nolan Smith in the first round. BG came back. We have some young guys at that position who we're excited to develop. And through the conversations with the Jets, we felt like it was a win-win situation, but always hard to get rid of players and people like Hassan.
So that was interesting. Howie seemed a little somber there. It didn't seem like he was, first of all, thrilled to answer the question during a draft press conference. And second, Hugh, I didn't sense a pep in his step answering that question, almost like reluctantly we traded this guy.
Well, and I don't understand. Like, help me understand, or maybe I missed something. When he said it was like, it wasn't a one-for-one trade, Bryce Huff and Hassan Reddick.
No. No, they were, one was a signing, one was a trade.
Yeah, and he made it feel like it was a win-win. Like it almost felt like we traded, like, hey, we got one player and you got the other player. It didn't work out like that.
No.
Because Bryce Huff was here first, if I'm not mistaken.
By
correct? Weeks.
It wasn't even within the same week. It was, Bryce Huff was here, right, for weeks. So that was kind of weird. But then it got weirder. So Howie Roseman, and then I'm going to defend our guy.
It got weirder?
Yeah, it got weirder. Our guy Dave Uram asked a totally fair question to Howie Roseman. And Howie seemed to get testy here with him.
Follow up on Hassan. You referred to it as bittersweet and a win-win. What do you think the upside is for trading Hassan for the conditional pick a couple of years down the line?
Well, the pick's not conditional. We're getting a pick, so I don't really think I understand the question.
It's a third round from a second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what do you think the upside is for trading Hassan with a year left in his deal in his prime for the pick that he's got?
Well, I think you're asking a question in a vacuum without all the other factors. So, I mean, if we want to talk about all the factors that go into building the team and the resources that we put into each position, we can do that. But I don't think the question's really fair and accurately describes the transaction.
I mean, to this point, I mean, it's not zero sum just yet because we don't know what the pick could potentially be. But as far as asking the question, I think it was a fair question, actually. What do you think the upside is to trading away a guy that is a proven veteran?
And it can help you now for something down the line.
Like, yeah, I caught it. Like, yeah. I totally caught that. And it's one of those things where I honestly feel, by the way he answered the question, that there was a lot behind the scenes that went on with one of the reasons why Hassan Reddick was traded.
Certainly could be. And maybe he didn't want to say everything. I heard this morning when I was driving in, Ruben Amaro actually called in. He wasn't on the show today, but Ruben called in to the Cameron Richie in the morning show because they were discussing this. And Ruben obviously has the experience being in a GM seat, can't maybe say everything you want to say. Howie usually is very confident with what he does and just explaining why he did what he did.
Yeah, he wasn't that time.
No, it sounded to me like he was annoyed this was even a question. And I wonder if part of it is Howie is like knows he lost the deal or doesn't feel like he won this deal. And he doesn't want to boast about it because he got fleeced.
Being a guy who's been in one of these situations before, there's a lot that is said during these negotiations or these talks that is never brought to light. And it sounds to me like they were at an impasse, that they just weren't going to see eye to eye on this, and they just decided to part ways. Just fish and cut bait.
So,
you know what I mean?
And I think you're right. I think they just decided they were going to move on from Hassan Reddick. 215-592-9494. Let me ask you this question, because yesterday when Howie was asked, I was hoping to get something to make me feel better about the Hassan Reddick trade. Like, maybe I could talk myself
closure.
Into this.
Closure. Closure. You want a closure.
I still don't have it, and I have not talked myself into this.
And you ain't going to get it.
Well, but Howie didn't help by sitting up there being defensive about it.
You're not going to get it.
He didn't help me.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it because.
Then why isn't he here?
Why isn't he here?
Yes.
Now, that's the million-dollar question, Joe. But, I'm not going to give you the answer, but I could help probably ease your pain just a little bit. Look at the timeline for all of this.
Okay.
Like, and I'm going back to the beginning of the season, and Hassan Reddick wants to be paid. He wants to be compensated, you know, and there was talks about him and his compensation. There was a mini holdout.
Oh, his hold in when
well,
he was
mini
at,
hold in, whatever
practice,
you want to say.
But yeah, not practicing, yeah.
So now the season starts. Hassan Reddick feels. And I'm speculating. I don't know this to be true, so don't nobody get upset. I'm speculating. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody. I'm just trying to read the tea leaves, you know. He goes out, and he has another double-digit sack season. But in the wake of him having that double-digit sack season, he has not graded out the greatest as far as his assignment football is concerned. And that's where the Eagles are looking at, like, yeah, you know, he's probably looking at his camp and say, hey, man, we gave you 11 sacks. And the Eagles camp is looking at it like, hey, well, you didn't play the way that we wanted you to play. When our Reddick's team was probably like, hell, nobody played the way that you want to play, because if you look at that defense, that was a Keystone Cops out there.
Mm.
Bottom line is this. They were at an impasse. The Eagles he wanted to be paid more money. The Eagles didn't want to pay him any more money. He didn't want to be here. The Eagles said, okay, since you don't want to be here, you have an opportunity to go out and find some money somewhere else. That didn't happen. He still didn't want to be here. So now he's gone. And another thing, I haven't looked at the wire or anything, but if the last time I checked, I don't think there has been any talks, and it might be just because they're keeping it under wraps, but there hasn't been any talks between him and the Jets and a contract extension thus far.
Well, there's not been a contract yet. Maybe they've talked, right? But there's been no contract.
There's not been any discussion. Well, no public discussion.
Sure. It sounds,
of a contract.
It sounds like that was a fair and decent way to try to talk yourself into Hassan Reddick not being here.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying.
It sounds like you tried to talk yourself into this.
I was trying to help you out.
No.
Guess what? He ain't here. So, you know and Bryce Huff is.
You know what I wanted yesterday from Howie? That question could have been answered very simply. We're really excited about the edge rushing group we have now. We're excited to have an extra pick down the line to add more good players to the Eagles. It sounded to me like he knows he got had in this thing, and he's upset about it.
He's
there was
upset.
No confidence from him yesterday.
He got had.
He got had by the Jets. There's no reason Reddick shouldn't be on this team. Dave Urem asked a damn good question.
He did.
What's the upside to trading a good player now for a pick down the line?
See, I don't look at it like that. I look at him as trying to be fair and balanced and just not say anything negative about Hassan Reddick.
But he didn't have, if he said, we're really excited about the edge rushers we have now, we're excited to use that pick down the line. That nothing bad about Reddick. He's not even excited about what he has. 215-592-9494. I wonder if people out there have talked themselves. What is that?
What you just
me?
Said. That
did Howie come across confident to you?
There's a little bit of a reach. I think he was just reflective. He was reflective. He was more reflective than anything.
He was combative. He said it was a dumb question.
In the beginning of the question, he was reflective. In the second part of the question,
combative.
Yes, he absolutely was combative.
And he's not usually. That is why it stood out to me.
He's tired of y'all media members.
Well, I'm tired of him trading away a good player. Like, this is it. He screwed this one up. 215-592-9494. Howie addressed the Reddick thing yesterday for the first time. Have you talked yourself into it? Because Hugh obviously has. Hugh has talked himself into this the day it happened.
Are you serious?
You have.
No, I've not talked. Like, the only thing, I'm looking at it from the perspective of I can see why they did it.
That's talking yourself into it.
No, it's not.
That is the textbook definition.
It is not.
Of talking yourself into it.
It is me hearing what's being said and having some basic understanding of what's going on. That's it.
That's you being fed BS. Yeah.
Nobody asked you to jump in on
all
this.
Right, Joe, ask me.
First of all, this is the textbook definition of talking yourself into a move the team does.
I believe this.
All right, Kyle, have you talked yourself into the Reddick move after Howie explained whatever he said yesterday?
I appreciate you tagging me in. And it was a bad trade. Yeah, I need everybody to stop. You said this too. I need Howie to stop. I need everybody else to stop talking about Bryce Huff when we talk about this Hassan Reddick trade. Bryce Huff did not come back in the deal. All those guys that Howie mentioned about having on the D-line,
yeah,
Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat, Bryce Huff, guess what? We could have had that, and we could have had Hassan Reddick.
They were all here.
That's what Howie said win-win. He lost me with that. It's not a win-win.
It was not a win-win.
It's a win for the Jets.
This was the type of trade that if it was reversed and Howie did this to the Jets, we'd all be clowning the Jets, talking about how Howie got one over on the New York Jets. How do you let that talented of a player walk out the door for something that right now is worth nothing to you? It's a miserably bad trade, and I'm not talking myself into it. Anybody who has is in pure denial.
I wonder if yesterday was Howie, you know, that was real. Howie's usually very confident after he makes a deal because he knows he wins the deal most of the time. I don't think he won this deal. This is it's a future pick. We'll see what it becomes. But right now, they'd be a better team at Reddick. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to Howie yesterday, everything from that press conference, but especially the Reddick thing, because he came off ticked, almost as if he didn't want to talk about it. Dude, then don't trade the guy. I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, then don't trade him. He traded him. He got asked a fair question, and Howie is not typically combative. That stood out to me. And of all people, going after Dave Urem.
Yeah, but listen, that ain't the first time that Dave Urem then got under people's skin.
He asked good questions.
He really, really does, and he does not give two cares about how you feel about him.
Good.
I mean, got a job.
He's what you call a dogged reporter.
That's right.
He's the man.
He's not talking himself into things like some people.
Hold
Reddick.
Up. See,
I did not talk myself into it for a month.
I have been rational throughout this whole thing. Unlike some other people that I know that tend to be a little irrational.
Here's what's
Why?
Irrational. Trading away a good player in a year I'm supposed to win a
Super
Bowl.
And you're right.
But
what I try to do on a day-to-day basis, Joe, is to take you behind the curtain. You ain't Kyle for that matter. Take y'all behind the curtain just a little bit. But y'all just don't want to hear. Like, you get stuck on where you want to be, and you just don't want to hear nothing that nobody has to say. You just want to just be whatever it is. Like, just stubborn.
Are the Eagles a better team now that Hassan Reddick's gone?
No.
I think they have a better pass.
Are the Eagles a better team than when they had Hassan Reddick?
To answer your question, Kyle. I think they're going to be a better coach team with better coach players. So, yes, I do.
You know what this is? This is like a five-star restaurant getting rid of a big-time chef and then saying, do you think the menu looks nicer? Yeah, it looks nicer on the menu. It's the food is good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is not the same analogy.
Yes, it is.
Maybe the chef wasn't. He wasn't passing all the.
There it is.
What is it called? The requirements you needed to have a healthy kitchen. Like, what do they call it when the food inspector comes in and gives you a grade?
Health inspection?
That's what I said. Food inspection. The health inspector. Yeah, he's not. You know what I mean?
That's a big accusation.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
They take that seriously.
Food analogies. It's relevant to the situation.
It'd be like if Steve Carell left the office and everybody was like, you know, it's going to be just fine.
I'm telling you, I have a strong feeling that Hassan Reddick was not grading out great as far as playing defensive end. That's what I feel it was. And I feel part of that was because he was out there being a renegade. I really, really do.
Well, that's wonderful.
And that sounds like Vic Fangio propaganda to me.
The whole thing's propaganda.
I see where we're going with this. I'm just going to be the Eagle apologist today. And that's not where I am.
No one called you that.
No. You ain't got to call me that shit. You've been insinuating it all morning.
No, all I said is you talked yourself into this deal.
I did not talk.
From day one.
Fired.
You did.
I did not talk myself into it.
Day one, when the trade went down, you weren't upset.
I'm not upset because I'm trying to see the rationale behind the trade.
I don't care. I know their rationale.
See, I know you don't care.
I know their rationale, and it was dumb.
You just refuse to be rational. You just refuse to be rational.
What if they're being irrational? Then me being irrational back, it evens the whole thing out.
I think they're being cool and calculated.
They are, but they also got rid of a good player for a pick down the line. Fair question yesterday. I thought Howie handled it poorly. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tonight, Sixers and the Heat, confident, nervous, and would you call this a Joel Embiid legacy game? It is. I know it's only a 7-8 game. It's a legacy game. He's got to start stacking positive moments in the postseason. Enormous night for Ranger last night. This guy is a tremendous starting pitcher right now who's pitching as well as anyone in baseball. And, of course, the Reddick stuff yesterday. Your reaction to what Howie said, his reaction. And have you talked yourself into this whole thing with Hassan Reddick? I haven't. Kyle has. We know someone around here certainly has. Alex in Springfield. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you doing, guys? With pleasure.
Hey, Alex. What's up, pal?
I just had this thought that I don't know that anybody's mentioned yet, but I thought the most important thing in what Roseman had to say was the very last sentence when he used the phrase to get rid of him. So to me, there's some underlying reason why they did.
Well, you're probably right, Alex. I mean, I think money is probably the biggest reason, and they didn't want to pay.
And I think that, like I've been saying, I don't think he graded out that great as a defensive end. I really don't.
Well, yeah, that you might be right, but there may also be something else. Like maybe they did want him to stay, but maybe something that wasn't worth keeping.
Well, I think that's it, right? They obviously made the determination, and Alex, good phone call. They made the determination. It's almost like a scale, right? Like you tip the scales one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They weighted as it was not worth keeping him here. And we'll find out as the season goes on.
He was more
on.
Of a liability than an asset.
And that might mean his play. And Hugh, I don't disagree with any of the stuff that you've assessed. Like maybe he was selling out for sacks and he wasn't playing his position as soundly. I think you're right. I mean, I think that's probably fair, but they also determined it wasn't worth trying to make it work.
Yeah,
and that is
that's what it was.
I question that.
That's what it was.
Logic.
And you know, it's one of those things where we don't know again, and I'm not trying to put it all on Hassan Reddick's shoulders, but we don't know what the dynamic was in that locker room. Obviously, it was fragmented because it went the way that it went. And no matter how much they tried to tell us that it was not that big of a deal, or somebody tried to say it wasn't a big of a deal, it was a big enough deal to get him out of here. Like, I mean, think about, like, if you want to, like, that on top of whatever he graded out as, it was a big enough deal to get him out of here.
Well, certainly. That's why he's not here.
Yeah. And you know, there was, you know, like I said, speculation that he was not one of the better teammates. I don't know that to be true. I mean, because that's one person saying one thing, and that's it. So I don't know what the issue was in that locker room.
I think this whole thing is silly. I mean, I just think they moved off a good – I mean, Howie at first is gushing about local kid, good kid, you know, really two good years with the Eagles, and now he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
I just think they made a mistake on this one, and Howie – usually wins trades, and when he doesn't win a trade, he obviously doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, that he's very open to talking about trades we all like and that he likes because he usually wins them, and he's good at it. And he usually throws out lines like, well, both teams got what they wanted, right? He kind of softens the blow and he rips off another GM. In this one, he got questioned like, hey, what's the upside of trading a good player now for a pick that won't help for years? And he got defensive about the whole thing. PJ's up next. What's up, PJ?
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good, PJ. What's up, pal?
So, three things that I got out of the Howie Roseman interview. One, they want us to think that there's going to be an O-lineman drafted. Two, there was something with Hassan that created a problem in the locker room or something. Some relationship was messed up, and it wasn't going to be fixed right then. And three, Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni are just like useless in the interview. They don't really give you much to work with, and it's just listening to a broken record.
Well, especially, you know, these kind of pre-draft things here, PJ, because Howie's not going to tell you anything.
Never tells you anything.
They don't want to give away their strategy. As far as the Sirianni aspect of it, PJ, I don't even know why he was there yesterday. The first 15, I mean, they didn't even want to let him talk. The first 15 minutes, it's just Howie talking.
Yeah, it was just kind of, it felt weird. It didn't feel like an NFL head coach having a interview with his GM or a press conference with his GM. It felt weird.
It did. Yeah, it felt like it was almost like he was a sidekick. He was just there with them. PJ, man, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, they don't want him to talk.
It's felt sidekickish since the end of the season.
Well, yeah. Well, I bet the Eagles are also terrified that Sirianni is going to reveal something about their draft plans by accident.
Well, I guess if it's not, I don't know if it's that, but
if I was Howie, it's
like the last couple of months. I'll say this: Coach has not done himself any favors by communicating with the media. Sometimes in the last couple of press conferences. It's left more people scratching their head more than anything. So I think that's probably why. Just let Howie speak.
Yeah, I mean,
this is what Howie usually does around this time, you know, getting ready for the draft and everything. So just leave it like that.
Right. I know it's probably an NFL mandate that the head coach and GM or, you know, drafter, decision maker have to talk before the draft. Mm-hmm. It probably is. Otherwise, they wouldn't do this. But unless it's a hard and fast rule, I don't even know why Sirianni took the podium yesterday. What is he there for? To just nod
moral
along?
Support.
Moral support. It's like, all right, I tune in, or I'm going to hear Howie and Sirianni barely talks. He didn't need to be there. That was a Howie press coverage. Your reaction to what he said about Hassan Reddick? I just thought he was testy. I thought he was on edge talking about this thing. You made the trade. Like, the Eagles moved on from Hassan Reddick. I still have not talked myself into this. Obviously, Kyle hasn't. Hugh has. I mean, You have. I mean, you've talked yourself into the idea that this made
because
sense.
Because I'm getting ready for this season. I'm getting ready for the draft. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready for the draft, and hope springs eternal. And I am also on board with letting these young guys get in the shot.
See, it's all about the Thundercats.
About the young Thundercats.
I knew it.
Right.
Yeah, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Ranger Suarez, dominant last night. Your reaction to the complete game shutout by the Phillies' number three pitcher is pitching way better than that level right now. He's not pitched like a number three. Tonight, confident, nervous, gut feeling on the Sixers. And would you say it's a legacy game for Joel Embiid tonight? I absolutely believe it is. This is one, it's a kind of a standalone winner take all, because the eighth seed is a bad path to the playoffs. It's seven. That's how the Sixers have to go. And when we get back, along with all this Reddick stuff and your reaction, Howie, we got to get into this wild ESPN story this morning about Bill Belichick.
Can't wait.
Why didn't he get hired by anyone? How close was he? And how much interest did the Eagles have? More than you might believe. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The future of medicine is here at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades. Regenerative medicine. If you're tired of your achy joints,